Hi, my name is Daniel Sumner and I'm sitting here with John Thornhill from Plant SMS, and we're just going to have an informal chat on why sell ebooks, creating your own products, resale rights, how to go viral, favourite eBay selling tools and your eBay store. So, John, why would you sell ebooks on eBay?
Why sell ebooks? The advantages of selling ebooks. If you look at the average eBay seller, like I'm talking like power sellers, people who use eBay as a business, you'll find that they sell physical stock, physical items. So they have to physically pack and ship products.
That's right, it's post office, isn't it?
They have to, basically they're dealing with a physical product. It's nothing's automated. They're at the mercy of eBay, really, if you think about it. They could be working 12 hours a day and they're just packing stuff, shipping stuff, so on and so on. And the beauty of selling ebooks is you've got no stock. It's your digital files stored on your computer, on your web space, and you can 100% automate the whole process. So basically, I can be lying in bed asleep, I can get up the next morning, say I've sold a ton of ebooks, they've been delivered, payment's been received, and everything's been taken care of. Whereas someone selling physical goods, they'll wake up, see the orders, they've got to ship them, pack them, deal with the post office, and so basically that's why.
There's also the problems with returns.
Yeah, of course.
With your ebook, if somebody wants a refund, it's as simple as just log into PayPal and refund, and then it's done.
And not just that, I'll also like add, say you're selling goods, you're buying goods cheap and you're selling for a profit. Well, basically you're making a small profit. You might buy something for $30, sell it for $40 on eBay, and you're making $10 profit. You can create an ebook for absolutely zero cost.
Yeah, and so then you can resell it hundreds and hundreds of times over and over again. So your profit margin does actually go from 100% to 200%, 300%, 400%, so on. So if you can create an excellent product, that product is created for life, and you could resell that and resell that and resell that for life.
Yes.
I'll give
you an example. I wrote the 90 Day Power Seller Challenge ebook. If you look on eBay and search for that, you'll see it. I wrote that in 2005, and that's still my best-selling ebook to this day.
I would say that's one of the most viral ebooks on the planet at the moment.
I put a little bit of work into that initially, and now I don't do a thing. It's all automated, 100%.
You can update your version.
Oh yeah,
which is what you've done. Power Seller Challenge version 1, and 1.2, 1.3, and so on. And you can just, I think you can add to your product. Don't just, when you create one, don't just leave it. It's a term that the Japanese use, it's called Kaizen, it's called continuous improvement. And this means to make your product better and better and better.
Well, I have updated a lot of my ebooks. I mean, sometimes I might wait 6 months to a year and I'll just reread it and I'll think, well, that's out of date now. And then I'll just rewrite it. And then provide, I've also, in a lot of my ebooks, I've got an updates link. Where people go, they'll click on the link to see if the ebook needs updating, and they'll go to a website which will say the current version is 1.2, your version is 1.1, so on. So you can constantly provide new material as well, and it's still automated, because if you buy the outdated version, you click on the link, you're just going to download the new version if you see that you've got an outdated version.
I think when I wrote the Power Seller Diaries, that does need an update while they wait. It was the Power Seller Diaries 2, which was an update from 1, because in the Power Seller Diaries 1, there are certain mistakes that I made, which in 2 I improved on, like i.e. 1P items, but we'll move into that later on. Now, while we are actually on mistakes, what would you say is some problems that eBay ebook sellers may run into and the mistakes that they can make? I mean, I know for one, is when you sell your ebook, is some guys actually send their ebook via email in just a zip folder.
In zip folder, yeah, it's a big mistake. Big mistake. The first thing you want to be doing, if you're doing that, if you send an ebook as an attachment or an email or even as a zip file, is don't do that. Send your customers to a download page. So that way, if you buy an ebook from me, you'll be sent to a download page where you can download the ebook. But not only will you be able to download the ebook, you'd be able to see other offers what I'll make to you. So just as an example, suppose you bought a low carb diet recipes ebook from me. I know you're going to be interested in probably losing weight or getting fit. So you go to download that ebook from me, and on the same page I will offer you high priced ebooks in the same niche. So hopefully then you'll go on to purchase further products from me. And it's not just that, there's a lot of things on me on my download pages. I usually have a block of AdSense ads there. Get the odd click here and there. I mean, it all adds up to me to cover my EBA fees. I'll usually give away one or two of my ebooks free, which I hope you might want to resell on. These are my ebooks. And I'll also try and capture your email address by offering you free ebooks, which is very, very important. It's probably the most crucial thing on your download page. When you buy an ebook from me, all I really want you to do is join my mailing list.
So sign up for your newsletter.
Sign up for the newsletter.
Which does create back-end sales, on and on. I mean, so any other mistakes that you can think of that ebook sellers do make? Yeah. I know there's a lot out there.
It's touching on what I've just said. A lot of EBS sellers, when they sell an ebook, they think, right, I've got to sell this ebook for $2.97 or $3.97, and they think that's the only money they're going to make.
Yes, that's
where if you can break even with your EBS fees, or even just lose a small amount of money, you will make a lot of money if you do things right. But it's all about the back end.
Yeah,
it's all about the back end.
I remember the first post seller diaries. I was actually ending up at the end of the month with a loss on eBay, but the back end sale from a certain affiliates from ClickBank and promotional sites that I was actually making more of a profit with that. And you have really got to have a lot of faith in yourself when you list on eBay. See, like last week, for instance, after I got my account suspended, I got reinstated again. And I listed 168 ebooks, so for one to end every hour for a week. Mm-hmm. And the fees on that, for some people, quite large. You're looking at nearly $300 a month.
Right.
But I will make that back on the back end without a problem, I know for a fact.
Definitely.
Plus, I get at least 6, 7, 8 signups a day from eBay alone. And I know for a fact that there's guys on there will buy more products from me.
That's what we've got to look at. In the early days, it's hard. That's a problem. I'll get emails, don't you, saying, I can't make any money selling ebooks. Mm. When you're just starting out, it's very hard to get you get a system in place to make your back-end profits, but it takes time before you start to see the back-end profits come in. It takes time for like any viral ebooks you create to go viral.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it can't happen overnight, and that's what I try to stress to people. You can't make money overnight doing this. It can take a few weeks or even a few months, but once you get the momentum going...
Yeah, well, it's...
I could stop selling ebooks tomorrow on eBay, and I'll probably still bring in viral income from the ebooks I've previously sold in 2 years' time. I'll still be bringing money in. I can't stop it now. And that's where you've got to get the momentum going.
So you're saying... Anyway, you're saying that this is one of the major things that you need to do on eBay is create your own product.
Yes.
Because a simple reason is selling someone else's ebook alone is not going to make you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if it's a brandable ebook, we'll catch up with that in a moment, but selling other people's ebooks can only make you one profit from the initial sale and maybe profit from your download page, but nothing from your actual ebook.
That's right.
So if you're going to be deadly serious about selling ebooks on eBay, my suggestion is go for it and create your own products, no matter what they are, what they're about, because your own product, you have, it's your own words, your own links, your own backlinks to other sources of information, affiliates, and if you grant resale rights to that ebook, people are going to sell that for you. I mean, jump in any time, John, if you want, you know.
Definitely. I mean, I've stressed this from day one, ever since I started my membership site up at 90daypowerseller.com. The thing I stress the most is you must be creating your own ebooks. If you're not, I mean, you can make a little bit of money, but if you're not, you will struggle. It's all about creating your own ebooks. I can't stress that enough. If you if you're getting started on eBay and you want to make money selling eBooks, then you must be creating your own. It's as simple as that. I mean, I'll repeat it. I've repeated that time and time again in your newsletters and your blog. I mean, that's what it's all about, creating new products.
I mean, when you say create your own, I know from my experiences that I can create my own product. I know how to create my own products. I mean, it's unfortunate that for me, I do know a little bit of about HTML, but you do have to learn. And I mean, in my opinion, you can't just say, walk into this business, pick up your PC and just be able to create a download page instantly. You've got to learn. I mean, mentorshipmonthly.com, that teaches you a hell of a lot about that, and you actually give away a free download page with that and tell guys how to create their own products. Like I was saying, there is probably three ways you can do it, in my opinion. Is one is create your own, go for it, do your best, write your own ebook, add your own links, get your own affiliate links, affiliate programs, backlinks, and so on and so forth. The second option I would say is go for the brandable option, which is not your own ebook as such, but you can allowed to brand sort of other people's products and ascertain 50% of their
brandable ebooks. Actually, a lot of people think that brandable ebooks are not that profitable.
I think they're great,
but I'll give you an example. eBay Zero to eBay Hero is an ebook that Mike Enos wrote, which I currently sell on eBay. If you go to my store and search for it, you'll see it. I sell it for $1.97, and from one link inside that ebook that's branded, I earn at least every single month $100 from that link. And that's just one ebook, one link. Because other people will buy the ebook from me and I've included all the sales material. So you could buy from me and then you say, oh, I can sell this ebook on. But what they don't know is inside that ebook is links branded with my affiliate links.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically helping me make money.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of... See, people buy a brandable ebook, or sell a brandable ebook, they don't realise it's another thing. Again, it takes time for other people to start selling. But give it a few months, and as other people are spreading the ebook around the internet, it's all linking back to your
business. Yes, it's, you know what I mean? It's basically like a spider's web, isn't it? It starts for you in the centre, and away it goes. Well, this can take a very long time, or a short space of time, depending on how good the ebook is, in my opinion. There's also another way to create your own ebook is actually use private labels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can get private label from a lot of places around the internet. There's guys who, companies who actually specialise in private label. I mean, there's one guy, Dave Nicholson, he'd recently launched the Leash Gold Mine, and I've actually a member of that, and the private label on there is excellent material.
That's right. I mean, what you've got to remember is there's different levels of private label as well. There's some private label products where you can't resell them, which I find a bit silly, because the whole point of private label is to do what you want with.
Mm.
So the best thing to go for is unrestricted private label rights, where you can do absolutely anything you want with.
Yeah.
That keeps you out of trouble as well. Copyright issues. I mean, at the end of the day, private label should mean private label, which means you can do what you want, but like I say, some people or some membership sites you'll join and then they'll have a little notice saying you can't put it on eBay.
Yeah.
Which, what's the point of buying private label rights or something you can't?
In my opinion, that isn't private label rights.
I don't think it's right either. But,
It's just that's the rule specified on the website.
And you must also, I mean, don't ever take shortcuts by breaking rules. If someone says you can't do something with their product, don't do it. But so if you look for private label, I mean, just go on Google and just look for unrestricted private label rights.
You do have to be careful, though.
A ton of stuff.
You have to be careful, because there are some sites that it's... If you're not sure, don't do it. It's like, if it's too good to be true, then it usually isn't.
Right. Yeah.
So, with your private label, it's the same process as creating your own, but all you do, really, is using someone else's, add your own little spin on it, and stick your links in again, which is a quicker process. But once again, in my opinion, if it's not written by you, it's excellent, but I prefer putting my own point across and writing my own material.
Definitely.
But this is another way to do it, and I can't speak about it too much because I know I have private label ebooks out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so does John.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to make it. The way I look at it is, private label is a shortcut. I mean, I could go to a site, download a ton of private label content, find something related to eBay. I mean, making money on eBay in general, or something like that. I could put my spin on it and turn it into making money selling info products on eBay.
Within a few hours.
And I could probably do about 3-4 hours work, get some graphics made, and put it on eBay. It's done. So, and that's another little tip there as well. If you're selling private label material, if you're trying to make it your own product, don't use the graphics that's supplied.
Yeah.
Because everyone else has got them graphics. If it's an eBay, like with a header and a footer and banners, eBay covers, try and get new ones made.
Mm-hmm. Or the sales page.
Yeah.
Put your own spin on the sales page definitely. As well.
Because if people will see them over and over again. As soon as they see yours is the same as everyone else's,
it's the red X.
Close the page. So you've got to try and make your product unique. So and stand out.
Other sources. Another source I would say, it's a more pricey route than PLR, is getting your own ebook written for you.
Ghost written, yeah.
From guys on elance.com. Mm-hmm. You can post your product on there, exactly what you want, and guys will bid for basically the job to get to write your ebook for you. So what do you think of those?
Well, it's actually something I haven't really done. Apart from private label, all my ebooks, what I like to see as mine, is like
personally.
Yes, yeah, all personally written by myself. It's something I am going to, but not so much the eBay ebooks, selling ebooks.
Nobody knows more than yourself, though, do they? You know, it's
That's it. And also, if I got an ebook ghostwritten, I wouldn't tell you anyway. Because if you thought I've had it written for me, you wouldn't buy it from me.
Yes, that's right.
So the way I look at it is, you will never know anyway. That's if you get an ebook ghostwritten, you don't want to go telling people that you've had an ebook ghostwritten. Yep.
Well, that's
obviously because the whole point of getting it ghostwritten is
pretending to be you.
Yeah, I mean, most people's autobiographies, they haven't wrote them; they've just had it written by a ghostwriter, haven't they?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
I mean, but we don't know.
I think it is a good road to take if you do have problems writing books.
Yes.
And if you've got a head full of information which you can speak to someone on MSM, they can write about it for you. So in a sense, it will work, and it is a good idea, but it can be pricey.
If you get the right person to do the job, I mean, if you get the right person, you can just say, right, I want this chapter one, chapter two, tell them what chapters will be, and if they're good, they'll just be able to write the ebook for you. And when you get it back, you just have to read it and just put your little bit of spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
Little words here and there, and that's it.
And same again with your backlinks,
live
products, websites, affiliates, anything that's going to make
you
more money.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say don't overload your ebooks so it doesn't look like one big affiliate ebook with that's. See, people tend to. Personally, I read an ebook and I look and I'll check all the affiliate links and I think, God, how much money is this guy trying to make?
Don't try too hard, But I mean, if you're trying to, the way I like to try and put links in, if I'm saying I'm writing a, see, I've got a private label ebook about dog training, just for example. I just, as an ebook flows, you might mention you made this certain dog training dog lead, and you highlight the word dog lead and link that off to the product.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then, obviously, as someone's reading it, say, right, dog lead, and they'll click on that link, go to the product, hopefully buy it, and you'll get an affiliate commission.
Yes.
And but don't say, don't just fill it with banners and flashy banners and,
and
you know, just
sort of, for instance, click here to make $1 million.
Yeah.
It's some sort of ridiculous statement saying that. You've got, your ebook's got a flow.
It's flow, yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say there. Just let the, just as you're reading your ebook, just think, right, I can put a link in there. Just highlight your links. I mean, if you're using Word, it's just write, highlight it, hyperlink, and then send it off through your affiliate link.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as. It really is. I mean, you're probably starting about, start to finish, a couple hours work.
But it is worth it in the end.
Of course it is, because once you've done it, that's it, you're finished.
So a little bit of effort
creates
better income,
in
my opinion.
I mean, don't take shortcuts as well. Just get your product right. Get your product right before you put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I'm going to wrap it up there, John, we've been talking for 20 minutes and just let the guys maybe take a break, have a cup of coffee, and we'll get back to them with the next one. I think we'll start with why we shall grant resale rights. So that is the next one. So thank you for listening, guys, and we'll get back to you soon.
Okay.